Blog Talk Radio.
You are so beautiful, Leanne. Thank you for being with us tonight.
Thank you, Phyllis. Blog Talk and YouTube are live. Welcome, welcome.
Angels are coming. You got to love it. So, welcome, everybody. It's kind of a, what do you call it? A little back, right?
Yes.
Jesus said that he gets to go in the kingdom and then comes back is not fit for the kingdom. But I don't think he's talking about you and I. Remember the glory of God that's been on our lives in the last 2 years as we have been a part of this program. And so, glad to have you here with us. And we're going to talk about some of the things that were going on back then. And then, Sister Man has all tuned up and ready to go.
The 19th, actually.
The 19th, all right. She's got the Blog Talk Radio show I was teaching on March the 19th, which would be 3 days before we started Community Faith by Spring. And so we're going to play into that for us. That's going to be our study. And that is a message on communion. It's a really, really good message. If I don't say so myself, because I'm the guy that gives that, but I have a pretty good job of teaching. And so that was my focus as we went into COVID was communion. Because I knew that the answer for anyone is COVID. I mean, it's not COVID, it's communion. The answer for COVID was communion.
Yes.
Because God said to the children of Israel, if you, that all sickness and disease would be gone from them on that night when they received communion, and that was the first Passover, and the Bible says in Psalm 105, he brought them out silver and gold, and, so not only, but also, and, there was not one people one among them. And so, in the middle of God bringing them out, he healed them all that communion service. So I was teaching on communion. That's not actually 2 nights in a row on it. And it's a great time. But I want to just think for a minute. What were we thinking? What was you thinking the night, before the this week of when my live stream began, which was March 23rd, it's the first night I actually got this. And I want us to do that from the point of view of look what God has in our lives in these last 2 years.
Three years. Wow.
And Sister Phyllis just said her son was in really bad shape. He was physically. What did you say, Phyllis? He had a 23-pound kidney? That's up for her, but I'm going to give her a chance to talk.
I was going to say she's muted. She had some things going on. In the
okay.
There she is.
He was sick to the point he impaired his breathing. He couldn't hardly eat. And then his chest or stomach didn't have anything. And it was also sick full of fluids and infection and everything. Yeah. He was in a bad way that he was going to the intended for them. Okay, it's a genetic disease that all my family has enlarged kidneys, but they don't all have enlarged kidneys, but God has blessed us together with, you know, your faith. If you have faith, you know, faith is the substance of things hoped for.
Emojis and avatars, but it's not that. What are those? Yeah, that's Phyllis K. Raymond. Amen. Amen. I stand in agreement.
Yes. Now, age is just a number.
Really, we have to remember Pastor was also part of his dad's church. Yeah. Here comes Sunday in the door.
Like, I am going to come and set the record straight.
Yeah. Yeah. I got it all marked out.
Yeah.
Way back when. I
God works. And the most important thing we see, everyone of you that might be listening tonight, like, I thought we were going to talk about communities. We will. We're revisiting our past because as of tomorrow night, this ministry will have been going for 3 years. And what's amazing about that is that it's 3 years almost every single night. And you could have never convinced me that I would be doing that. And yet, I don't look at life any different than the fact that that is exactly what happened. And we have enjoyed every minute of it, just like you guys have, because God has done such an amazing, marvelous work in our lives.
Yeah.
And
man.
Thank God for that work.
Thank God.
Thank God. Now, who else is with us?
Wayner is with us. Yep.
Now, I remember John Wayner.
Are you staying on YouTube, John, or do you want to come over to Zoom and talk? We met John actually through Brother Tim Brown, remember, when he lived here in Williston. We met Tim. Actually, we were driving Lyft then. And he kind of asked us to be his personal Lyft driver. So we got to be good friends with him. And then when the whole COVID thing happened, oh, my goodness. When we went to Bismarck, God sent us to Bismarck for a few days. And that's when – oh, go ahead and tell the story, love.
No, you tell the story. I got to get out of the truck.
Oh, okay. of several of the truck drivers that Pastor had driven with before, just in conversation, they learned that he was a pastor. He used to have this blog talk radio program, and several of them were really, really interested in having him do that again because it's something that they could connect with. They wouldn't lose signal as easily in the truck. And with their work schedules the way they are, they don't have time to go to church. So they were really interested in hearing him, you know, minister on the radio. So he was talking to God about it, and then he received this word that we needed to go away for a few days and to Bismarck, which is the capital of North Dakota. And so we went to Bismarck, and actually on our way over there, he started the first blog talk radio program for the truck drivers back up and did a program while we were on our way there. And then as we were there, God prompted him also to go to the Capitol and do communion on the Capitol steps there. And that was as COVID was just starting. But nothing had been shut down yet until we were actually over there. And then they started talking about people getting food in their house for, you know, several months at a time, having means of purifying your water, and that they were going to be shutting down all kinds of things. And we didn't even know if we were going to be able to stay at the hotel the whole time because we didn't know it all was going to be shut down. So anyways, because of the COVID thing, we believe God prompted Pastor to go to the Capitol and do communion there. And we did that and we recorded it. It's in the YouTube programs. And so we were going to stay for a couple of days, or maybe it was just going to be overnight to start with. I don't remember. But then as we were there,
it was
And then we realized as we were there, so many people were in such a panic over this whole thing happening. And Pastor was like, you know what? We need to do something to help these people get past this fear and not be taken under with this. So we thought, well, now they're closing everything up. So he was like, well, we could go on Facebook and do a program, do a Bible study, help people come out of fear, give them more understanding so they know they don't have to fear if they have, you know, the Lord on their side. So anyways, we did all of that. And go ahead.
No, you're doing good. You're doing good.
Okay, so
and
so as we were there, we did all of that. We did the communion on the Capitol steps. We thought about the programs. Did we actually start doing them when we were over there, Love, or was it after? It was after
no.
We came back home. Yeah. It was starting to come to us there. The pieces were coming together of what we needed to do. And then we were financially, we needed to come home after like the second day, I believe. So we had gotten up that morning and we packed up and we all of a sudden got this text from this brother, Tim Brown, whom we did not know that well, but he had wanted us to take him someplace. And we told him we were instructed to go to Bismarck for a couple of days. And, you know, when we get back, we'll do whatever. We're gone for a couple of days. And we told him we would probably be back. Anyways, he sent us this text. I don't remember all of the exact details, but he said, well, you know, have a good time and I'll call a different Lyft driver. Let me know when you get back home and I'll get a hold of you. So he said, okay. Well, then a few minutes later, we got this notification from PayPal, a significant amount of money and a text from Tim saying, please stay a few more days. God has instructed me to send you this money so that you can stay there for a few more days. You have things yet that he's working out for you. And we were just like blown away completely. It was it was just amazing. And that he said at that point that he realized there was a ministry that God was building and we needed to stay there to help the pieces come together. And he was instructed to send this money to us. And
and we were able to stay there for 7 days.
Eight, wasn't it? Yeah, it was eight days in Bismarck.
Was it?
Yeah.
Was it? All right. So, did you say how we met John?
Oh, yeah, no, I was... That was how we met. John was through Tim. I was telling Tim's story first, but then yes, John, Tim was a construction supervisor, and not really what was his title.
He was like the supervisor over the whole thing.
Yeah, it was over a construction thing of the college that was going on here, He has a big title. But anyways, John actually worked for Tim during that project manager.
Yeah.
So and so that's how we met John was through Tim.
Tim said, hey, I want to eat lunch with you. So we went and ate lunch. He said, Pastor, I really think you should come and meet this guy. He's got a terrible problem with gout, and you believe in healing.
Yeah.
You don't pray for him. And I said, well, I would pray for him to receive a prayer. And he said, I think that he will receive a prayer from you. And so, you know, Brother Tim's just being Tim asked John, and you know what was interesting? John said, well, yeah, I'll receive a prayer. And I went over and prayed a really big, long, philosophical prayer. Father, in Jesus' name, heal, brother. From all of this gout, I speak life to him, Jesus, my name, and the gout left and has never returned.
Yep.
The
His gout left and it's never returned. Amen.
And here's the reality of that. That's not me. How in the world can you tell you that? I can't do that. That's God.
That is God. Yeah.
That is God showing Brother John he met somebody who believes in the power of God. Hang on, everyone.
I see John is written over here. I received. Yes, you did. I was carrying drywall. Oh, that's right. That's right. And your hands were so painful. It was hard for you to even carry the drywall. I remember. He was the superintendent. Yeah.
Now, everybody look real quick. See my buddy?
Oh, isn't he cute? Oh, it really does look red. That's too funny. It really does. And speaking of our date last night, you guys, oh, that movie is just wonderful. Please go see it if you have the opportunity. Yes, wonderful, wonderful movie. We may go back and see it again if we can.
Yes. And, you know, what's awesome about the Jesus Revolution is it's not just a movie. It is a true life story. And the major figures in that story, Chuck Smith and Greg Laurie, you could actually go and shake hands with Greg Laurie today if you found where he's at in California. And you couldn't shake hands with Chuck because he's in heaven now, but you could see the results of that process that Chuck Smith and Greg Laurie put together to reach those hippies. You could see the result of it. Literally millions of believers around the world right now today.
Yes.
Literally.
Yes.
It's not an exaggeration. Millions of believers around the world. Not just watching a movie, they're actually getting a true story of something that actually happens on this earth. Now, I need to have about 2 minutes here, 3 minutes to work on my load. So who else we got that we can tell their story? Should we start preaching?
Yeah, all I wanted to, Mary was on and she left, so we don't know how she, Dan's here. Do you want to say anything, Dan? And
sure.
John, the movie is called Jesus Revolution. Go see it. It's really, really good.
It.
Or if you want, you can come here and we'll go with you again.
Hear me say, go see a movie. So, but this is one of them that you will hear me say that.
Yeah.
So, maybe just a second. I'm going to find you guys a little bit. Brother Dan wants to come on and talk. That would be really good.
That would be awesome. Yeah, in the 5 years that we've been here, we've only been to two movies, Jesus Revolution, and we went to see I Can Only Imagine when that came out.
Go ahead, Dan.
I don't remember, Sam, if you called me or texted me something. A little bit understanding. We're cousins, but we were somebody that we kind of got very wrong. Thank you. part of the ministry that I was working for, so I kind of always need a lot of help. But he told me, and I found it funny, I shared it one Sunday afterwards, so I'll share it now, but he told me, he says, I just kind of want to get a group together and just kind of support stuff, not really preaching. But just being able to talk together and work some things out, I thought, that won't happen. That's okay. I know your heart. I'm glad I know your heart. Yeah, I appreciate that, didn't you? But that was why, but he did want to know where people were. And that's the ministry that I need to get to the empathy. Regardless of where people are, even if they know where people are, God, okay, what do I do here? Where do I go? What direction should I go through here? That's the pastor, man. And he's good at, very good at that. And I listened to him a couple of times, and I said, to my wife, I think this is where I'm going to stay. I feel like this is where I'm going to stay, because you know, Pastor Sam doesn't say, hey, I'm reading this one person, this is what it says, so I go by. It's greater, better, over, so I'm playing in the same direction. We should have to stand in faith.
Yeah.
And I was very, very thankful for that. And, you know, you can say one thing about teaching, and we all come out here for the teaching, but the part that helped me the most is, I don't know myself, I don't know if anybody else ever experiences it, but every day you go out in your life and something comes up. And it's like, how am I supposed to handle this? How am I supposed to do that? And that's an example that he sets.
Oops, you must be driving, Dan. You might have to back up. There you go. You said the example. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Stay focused,
and you have to stay focused, you have to stay in the be there in Scripture. And that's what you feed off of them. And it's really good. And so, stuck around.
Amen.
Absolutely important message. And early on, well, was the church at Nancy the Brain. And this man began to teach a message about bringing your supply. And of course, you know, in the day of televangelists and everything, that means the way to get money. But that's not, he taught, did such a good job of teaching in that camp meeting, or whatever they call that, at the beginning of the year, it said, wait, supply is not money, it could be, but supply is your gift of who you are in the body, for the body. And like, well, that's an interesting way of putting it. That means you bring your time, your talent, your treasure, your prayer, your faith, finances, if God says so. Most of all, your faith. And you bring it to the kingdom and you offer it to God and say, God, here am I, use me here. And God says, well, I think I will. I'll use you here. And then you're good, like Brother Dan. Dan's not going to enjoy a lot, but the gift of Dan is so steady and so faithful.
Yes.
And that's such a blessing to everyone that's here.
And he has really, Dan has really good insight, too, into pinpointing certain things. In the messages, that's really good. Dan has his hand up again, too, love, by the way.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Powerful for healing, and it's powerful for healing, and it is for forgiveness.
Amen. Yeah.
So I'm like, well, all right, I guess I gotta just obey what you tell me to do. This is a prophetic word that was spoken over my life. No matter what anyone else is doing, obey what he tells you to do. And so I just did it. Well, it wasn't for a couple of days. And he said, not do it twice. I'm like, twice in one night? And just like Jesus said, it's not a repetition or religious incantation. It's about the reality of understanding that Jesus is alive and well inside of you.
Right.
And my goodness sakes alive. Well, if you can only, a lot of people told me not to give their first community testimony on the air. But I received probably dozens of people telling me that their first communion that they ever took in their life was with us on the air.
Yeah.
Now, how amazing is that? And I'm on the backside saying, what about it? You know, just like Dan said, he's on the other side saying, what about this, bud? And that's how God has led us all the way through this.
Yeah.
And what are we going to do? So just go to God and say, hey, what are we doing?
Yeah.
What's going on?
We had a whole family actually.
Does my hair still look red?
No. No, not now.
I've never seen myself with red hair. Did anybody take pictures?
No. We don't want to remember that.
Oh.
Just kidding. Oh. I was just, you know, we had a family that came on, and the whole family did communion together on the program for the first time, and that was really neat. And a person that
right.
had not done communion in 20 years was prompted to do communion again. And you know what? It's kind of blonde now, Wayner says. It is. So one of the things too about communion, I believe it was after Pastor was prompted to do communion at the beginning and the end of the program. Shortly after that, we realized that we were crossing time zones with people that were joining the program. And that was the whole point of doing it at the beginning and at the end, because there were people that were coming in later because of their, you know, where they were at. And other people were joining the beginning of the program but weren't here for the end because it was, you know, way late for their time zone. Anyways, that's how we wound up doing it.
And we met, I don't know, Brother Dan, you remember how early it was when Julian and Paula came in?
No, but it wasn't too long after we got started.
Yeah.
Because I remember them saying, hey, Pastor, we're here for communion before we go to church. So that was kind of like, you know, hurry up. and of course, they're 13 hours ahead of us. So right about the time we were in the finish, they were getting ready to go to church. And we were receiving community with us. We talked about the Julian healed. Ramadan was restored. And, they were strong believers and faithful believers that we could just be a blessing to and help them. You know, it's just interesting.
Yeah, and Julian and Vimala actually still follow the program. They come on and like it and make comments and things, but they're not living in Penang anymore. They're living with some other people, so they can't get on live with us now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, that's why they haven't been on. After Julian had his surgery, I don't know if they actually went back home after that to stay, or if they did, it was for a very short period of time. And they're not in Penang anymore. But they still come on Facebook, and they, well, and I know some of your comments on your regular Facebook page, they say, you know, they'll like or make comments on both of our personal Facebook pages. But I know on the Community of Faith, they come on and like the programs on Facebook a lot.
Now, for those of you that don't know, Brother Julian and Sister Amala are believers in Malaysia.
Mm-hmm.
And Brother James here and his wife were there from Pakistan. They were with us, and the kids were with us very, 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 very faithful and for quite a while there, and then their life and ministry went, you know, into another whole phase. Thank you, everyone, for being here and being a part of what God has been doing on in this program. You know, like Brother John being able to see John healed and bless him. Brother John Jones says, Pastor, I don't have a lot of time, money, but they have some meat. Right, that dude brought us meat.
My goodness. Yeah.
And just like that, God began to bless him. Look where he's at. And came from God's hand of blessing. It's on your brother.
Yeah.
And he's on you in a warm place, not in a cold place.
Yeah. Yeah, you're actually a foreman of a construction crew too now, right, John? I believe.
Yeah.
And that's so wonderful.
Well, what time is it?
It is 20 after 8. Wow. Or 20 after 9 for those. I know. We probably won't have time for this tonight, no?
I don't think so.
Yeah, 2 hours and 43 minutes, yeah. But it's so fun talking about you guys. We love it. We love it.
Yeah, we do.
It's so vital.
And so who's not here that we can talk about?
Mary. Mary's not here. She was here, and then she left.
She was... Sister Rebecca, where are you at?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, now how did Rebecca get connected with us? Was it through Dr. Barclay?
I don't know, but I'll let Dan start the story, and I'll tell Mother Barclay to tell Mother Barclay to get it right.
Okay, who's going to start?
That's what happens when you show up late for storytelling.
Yeah. Yeah, your story's already been told. Too funny.
So, you know, I went back today and was listening to some of my blog talk radio programs. And I know we said that we started the blog talk radio show on that trip to Bismarck, but
yeah.
it was actually earlier than that. I saw the dates.
Was it? Oh.
And I was in there somewhere. Anyways, I had this truck on Blog Talk Radio. I had one of the truck drivers in North Dakota that they just didn't have the ability to get to church. You're a preacher, so I start my Blog Talk Radio show. We had about, I don't know, 8 people or something that were coming to that Blog Talk Radio show, and that's when they went to Africa, because there was so much of them from Africa, that a couple of them from Africa, they had friends at home, and so they began to watch Kenya and Malawi and South Africa and Uganda, Nigeria, and those countries immediately began to watch or be a part of Blog Talk Radio. And so we had already been doing Blog Talk Radio. I don't remember exactly the date, but we'll figure it out. But, this message about communion is the message that God gave me. It's
Introduction and announcements and whatever, we could skip over that. The 19th of March of 2020.
That.
So, we can do that too. So, on the 23rd, I'm going to be home in the studio, and we're going to have cake. So make sure you buy some donuts or cupcakes or something.
Birthday.
Or something. It doesn't matter to us what we celebrate with. And we're going to have a celebration tonight. And enjoying a meeting together. Brother St. Peter's something that the first year we were in here at the community bank. And on my birthday, he and his family gave birthday cake.
And this is just audio. There is no video to this. But I'll
right.
move so you can at least look at the anniversary decorations. Okay, we ready?
That's a good place to start.
Hold on. Amen. Wrong. There you go. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, amen. Amen. Yep. Hallelujah. Amen.
Have anointed this engine with blood. mark down that time.
All right.
That way we know where to start, and we'll be done right here.
Right.
That was a good word.
That was a good word.
I double dog dare you to pray the prayer. God, reveal yourself to me in a way that I know it's you. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, it's interesting that last night we were talking about the parable of the sower.
And that's what I was talking about in this video. Rich, just like we said last night, the answer for other great man and woman of God anywhere in the world is that they have lived in, they believe in, they trust in Almighty God. Their helper, their supply, their strength. And, you know, they all do the same thing. And they teach it over and over and over. Why? Because it's what the answer is. The same thing. Over and over. And all we can do is read the Bible. All you have to do is read the Bible and believe it. Believe that it actually means exactly what it says. It actually means exactly what it says. And thank you, Father, for that. Well, let's receive communion together. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this wonderful night we've had together. Where he's at, and you can see how far we've come, grown in you since we first began this walk of faith. Thank you, sir. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And Lord, may every one of us who's here get greater boldness and greater courage and greater confidence where we are in you and who you are in us so that we can just walk boldly, humbly, powerfully, in the presence and the anointing of Almighty God in our lives. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We worship you tonight, Jesus. We honor you. We adore you. We adore you. We flood your mercy, your grace, your love, your righteousness. Thank you. In Jesus' mighty name. We thank you. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23, 28, and verse. Welcome, 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 welcome. And, you know, it's interesting to think back. How many people's lives, imagine, how many people's lives we've impacted by the communion service alone. By the communion service alone. Thank you, Lord. Well, here we go. 1 Corinthians 11:23. I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me."
the same manner after supper, he also took the cup in my blood. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death, his redemptive work, until he comes. 28, there's the plan that all of us are going to take part in. Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Why? Because if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged.
Hallelujah.
Examine himself. 1 John chapter 4, verse 19. Love. God's perfect love affected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Why? Because as he is, Jesus, so are we in this world. Perfect love casts out fear, and the torment, the torture, the fear, the trauma that goes with fear. And it says, he that fears has not been made perfect in God's love. And I have to start reading that right out of the Bible because I'm messing it up. I'm going to read it again. Because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. In Jesus' mighty name. And now, we want to welcome you to receive the communion elements with us in Jesus' name. Doesn't matter what church you belong to. Doesn't matter if this is the first time you've ever been with us. Communion is the broken body and the blood of Jesus Christ. If you are a member of the body of Christ, whatever the communion elements are served, you get to receive them. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood of the Lamb and the word testimony that makes it strong. So, we're glad to have you with us. If you're new tonight, you said, I always wonder what communion was. It's the Passover for the Day of Atonement. When the Israelites' sins were wiped away and their slate was wiped clean, for however many days they can go without sinning again. And God, in his wisdom, called that Passover feast and put it in Jesus' body that was broken and his blood that was shed and gave it to you and I in a simple act of communion. And all of a sudden, now, all the power of that great peace is living on the inside of you and me. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, here's what we're going to do next. We're going to pray the prayer of salvation. And the prayer of salvation is just you believing on the Lord Jesus Christ and speaking it with your mouth. The Bible says, if you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you shall be saved. And so, you and I believe on him, and therefore we will be saved. So pray this prayer with me right now tonight. I'm going to pray it. You follow along and pray with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
and I will not perish.
Jesus, I believe you are the only begotten Son of God.
Jesus,
I believe you are the only begotten Son of God.
And you rose again on the third day just for me.
And you rose again on the third day just for me.
In my life, Lord.
I receive you into my life, Lord.
All of your grace and your mercy.
All of your grace and your mercy.
All of your love and your righteousness.
All of your love and your righteousness.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
With all the fullness of God.
With all the fullness of God.
Fill me with the Holy Spirit.
Fill me with the Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the Word of God.
Understand the Word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life as a believer every day.
And live a successful life as a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. And amen. And amen.
Amen.
Thanks to Jesus. And we say, welcome to the kingdom of God. Welcome to the family. We are glad to have you here with us. Welcome to the family. Now, you might be saying that. It's interesting because I always say, once you're born again, you're going to experience a new life happening on the inside. Now, I was discussing this with a close personal friend the other day. And it's like, I wonder what about people who would say, but I never have experienced any of that you're saying, Pastor. And I have to tell you, I had never thought about that. Well, so what about it, Pastor? What if I never experienced that which you said you say I shouldn't be experiencing? Well, here's the reality of that. God is not a feeling. He's not a tear. God is a spirit, and those that worship him in spirit and in truth. The reason I say you should experience something is because if you meant that prayer from the bottom of your heart, then there was a transformation that just happened on the inside of you. You were translated from darkness into light. You were transferred from the kingdom of Satan to the kingdom of God. You went from fear to faith because Jesus, the author and finisher of the faith, now lives on the inside of you. Now, there could just be that you have a very religious indoctrination. Well, you know, it's just another prayer. It's really no big deal. When really, it is a very, very big deal. You're on it in my mind. So, it's not about a feeling. It's not about a goosebump. It's not about hot oil, fresh water, none of those things. All of which we've heard people say that they did experience. It's about, did you pray the prayer? And you just did. Did you mean it from the depths of your heart? And you did. And therefore, according to the Word of God, you are saved. Whether you felt anything, experienced anything, or not, you spoke it. Therefore, it is done. And you can take it to the bank. I thought not to take it to the bank. You can count on it for eternity that our Father is who he said he is. And you are now born again. And what does that mean? That means that your life has now been transferred. And, you know, when Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, the Bible says that they died. Right? They didn't die physically. They both lived to be over 900 years old on this earth. But spiritually, their spirit man was severed from the one-on-one relationship with God. And by your prayer, believe in your heart, speak with your mouth. By that man,
That is an amazing thing. Jesus mighty name. Now, here's how this works. We're going to receive our communion elements now. And how that works is you get some bread, get some fruit of the vine. If you don't have any grape juice or something like that, then make sure you get some water and you just turn the water into wine. You can drink some water and some bread and cracker or something and partake of this with us. Literally, seriously, partake of it with us in Jesus' mighty name. And I know there's been a lot of people that have been like, I don't know. It's taking a really big chance. No, it's really not taking a big chance. It's just taking God at his word.
Amen.
And you can always do that. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. So, there you go.
I bless and sanctify these elements
for this time of communion with you, Lord.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised for my iniquity.
You were bruised for my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord.
The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord.
And by your stripes I am healed.
And by your stripes I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
There's nothing missing, nothing broken.
There's nothing missing and nothing broken.
Every joint is supplying in my body.
Every joint is supplying in my body.
From your broken body.
From your broken body, Jesus.
In the body of Christ in my community.
In the body of Christ in my community.
And right here in this
community. And right here in this community of faith.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Let's receive the broken body of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you that you did it all for me. In Jesus' mighty name. And now, we lift up a couple of blessings. The blood of Jesus. Read this with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus, I have reconciliation with you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus, I have reconciliation with you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life.
By the blood of Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away and all things have become new.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace.
By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help for my assignment every day.
where I find grace, mercy, and help for my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus and the word of my testimony, I overcome.
By the blood of Jesus and the word of my testimony, I overcome.
And there's no more condemnation in my life.
And there's no more condemnation in my life.
My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
My robes are made white.
And I will always be.
And I will always be.
The glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
The glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Let's receive his broken bloodshed. Now, at this point, we normally sing a song about the goodness of God and the blood of Jesus, but who wants to sing that chorus? We sing it regularly here. Let's just sing hallelujah. And it's a way of just our way of saying glory to God, thank you, Jesus. Sing it with me. Chapter 1, verse 15.
Okay.
That will be verse 15 through 23. Thank you. Therefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, I do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of the calling, what are the riches I've got lost here. The eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of his glory, of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe according to the workings of his mighty power. Which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. But he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all the things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And right here also, Ephesians 3:19 through 21. To know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for letting me say that.
Amen. And amen. And amen. Aren't you glad that we actually have learned to read the Bible and believe what it says? And that verse says, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God.
Amen.
And
I love that.
That means we get to be filled with all the fullness of God. Now, I'm not sure if you've caught on to that yet, but all the fullness of God, that's a whole lot of stuff. That's not just words that are being spoken like humans today, randomly, because I don't have anything else to say. No, in God, they're all important. And he truly wants us to be filled with all of his fullness so that we can function on this earth in a very powerful man and have great victory in Jesus' mighty name. Well, till we see you again, that's all we got for tonight. Remember this. We say it every time we come here. That we love
you. We love you.
We love you.
And
God
loves
you.
And
Jesus is Lord.
God bless all of you on YouTube. Love you guys. And all of you that join us in the future, thank you for being with us. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
And I'll see y'all tomorrow night.
See ya. God bless you.
God bless you too. God bless you.
God bless you, Phyllis. Have a good evening.
All right, sweetheart. You too.